You're listening to Vatican Radio.
Guatemala has announced it will prosecute 11 former military officers on charges of crimes against humanity committed in the 1980s during the country's civil war. Peter Kinney has the story.
The Office of the United Nations High Commission for Human Rights, UNHCHR, has welcomed the news that 11 former military officers in Guatemala are going to be prosecuted on charges of enforced disappearances and crimes against humanity. The offenses for which they face charges were committed in the 1980s during the Central American country's civil war and follows years of campaigning by human rights groups. The decision was taken by a Guatemala judge. It represents an important step forward in establishing truth and ensuring justice in the country for crimes committed during its 36-year conflict. UNHCHR spokesperson Ravina Shamdasani said the decision to try the accused follows investigations by the Guatemalan Attorney General's office into grave human rights violations. These took place in a military camp known as Cremel Paz in Coban, in the department of Alta Verapaz.
Mass graves were found there containing the remains of at least 500 people who had been blindfolded, gagged and bound, including women and children. Those put on trial include Manuel Benedicto Lucas Garcia, who was the former military chief and the brother of the then president of Guatemala.
Three other military officers arrested in relation with the same case are under house arrest pending further investigations by the Guatemala Attorney General. Peter Kenny for Vatican Radio in Geneva.